On the line now, I have Ruth Powell, who is coordinator with DCC's Public Participation Network. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, John. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
It's crazy times we're living in, Ruth, but we'll carry on. Listen, as I said, you're coordinator with DCC's Public Participation Network, and a lot of people out there now will not have heard of it. So we want to get more people interested and get more people involved. So you just explain to the listeners to what the PPN is.
Yeah, it's it is quite new. So it came into being in about 2014, 2015. So it's only 4 or 5 years old, so it's quite new. So of course people haven't really heard about it, and that's fine. It's the Public Participation Network, and the main aim of it, John, really is to assist groups to participate in local decision making. So what that is any small group, voluntary community group, social inclusion group, environment group in the Dublin city area can get involved in the Public Participation Network. And then essentially the aim is that they will get involved in Dublin City Council decisions and decision-making. So that's kind of the aim of it. So it sounds a bit grand and it sounds a bit formal, but really it's a semi-formal structure for people to be a bit more involved in what's happening on council committees, what's happening in council decisions, and the way they might do that is they can get involved in different committees, but they don't have to. That's the thing. I think sometimes people might look at the PPN and go, oh God, you know, I don't want to get involved in that. That sounds very kind of complicated and lots of committee meetings and lots of, I don't know anything about planning and transportation, but they don't have to. They can just get involved and share information, share support, and share training. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. Does that make sense? Sorry, I'm just blabbering away.
No, that's fantastic. It's great. And we're a community radio station, so we talk to a lot of community organisations and a lot of local councillors and things like that, and people are very, very interested. So this is a very interesting initiative.
Yeah, it is. Like this, so there's 740 groups in the PPN already. Now, you know yourself, last year would have decimated a lot of groups, or they've just taken a breather. So we're not sure how many of those 740 are still active or still able to do the work that they were doing a year ago. So, you know, we have to look at our network and try and find out who needs help, who just needs a bit of a breather, or who in 2021 is ready to come back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of those community groups, so a very strong volunteering group in the network would be something like the Dublin City Volunteer Centre. Okay, so they're in our network. They would be a very strong group because they were able to deal with the COVID crisis. They were able to change their activities. They were able to do a lot of work online. They could keep their website running. They could keep their social media going. So they could keep working. I mean, the work has changed quite significantly, but they could still keep doing outreach. The way they were doing it was different, but they could still keep to their aims of connecting volunteers to non-profit organizations. So something like that, that's a really strong, robust group that was able to change with the crisis and with the emergency. But then another group, maybe they didn't have a website, maybe they didn't have social media, maybe they were running on literally like 3 volunteers. They would have found last year quite tricky. So those 3 volunteers, if they already have family commitments, care commitments, so their voluntary work has gone down the list of things that they can do. That small group might need a bit more help, might need a bit more support, could probably maybe benefit from training. So if they are in the network, it'd be great for them to just reach out to us and say, okay, we're in the network, or we'd like to join the network. How do we get more involved? So there's a real wide gap now between the stronger organisations that are doing okay, and then those organisations that we'd love to try and work with or help or support, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's great. And the people, the groups that you're talking about there, would they be putting forward the topics that go up on the webinars?
So if they want, so the Public Participation Network. So if you're in the Public Participation Network, as I said, you could be indirectly involved. You could just be a member, and for that, you just get the information, you get the support, you get the training, whatever's on offer. So as a member, you will automatically get an email on a Friday, which is our PPN bulletin. You might be looking at our website. You might just be looking at our social media. Now, we ourselves, the Dublin City Public Participation Network, is quite. We've had a bit of a couple of years where not much was going on, so now we're just slowly starting again ourselves. So, a little bit of patience there. But you know, an indirect member might just want some of that information and just see what's going on in the network. And then a more involved or more a busier member might want to join a committee. Now, there are so many different committees going on. We've got strategic policy committees, and they, to get on one of those committees, you have to be elected. So that's something that has to follow a policy, and that has to follow a structured formal method. But if you're a member of the Public Participation Network, you can be elected onto one of the strategic policy committees, and then you will be working directly then with Dublin City Council, and your voice will be heard. Now, it won't just be your voice, obviously you'll be representing the wider network, but you'll be in one of those committees, or you might be on the Local Community Development Committee, which is the LCDC, or you might even be on the Joint Policy and subcommittee, the JPC. So those three areas, the SPC, the LCDC and the JPC, you have to be elected onto those. But if you think that that's too much and you don't really, you know, that's too much too soon, you might decide that actually you'd like to join a thematic linkage group. Now, they are open to everyone. They're open to everyone. So as soon as you are in the Public Participation Network, you can come to one of the thematic linkage groups and you can just learn. You can learn about the Worker Council. You can learn about the Worker Committees. You can learn about the themes that are coming up for the city, what's important, what's something that's important to your voluntary organisation and the city, or what are the bugbears for you? What could ultimately, we want to improve the quality of life of people who live and work in the city, and I think a lot of the volunteering groups, that's their ultimate aim. They want to improve, they want to offer solutions to improve the quality of life of the people that work and the people who volunteer in their organisation. And then this is just another level, another tool for how to do that. So if you join the Public Participation Network, you might be elected onto a committee and you might be really, really close to the decision making, or you might be in one of those linkage groups, just learning about it, finding out more about it, or you might be in a back seat, getting information, support and training, but being there for the future. You know, so you might be on a committee in the future. So it's, I think those are the different levels. Now, I have to say, John, I'm really new to this job. I've only been in the job about 4 or 5 weeks. So I'm assuming that that's what it is. Those are the different things. But I hope I'm explaining it clearly. It's a network, so ultimately it's a group of organisations that want to work together and share their resources, you know?
Yeah, and it's great. It's if people just want to be involved and want to get, because you know yourself, people do a lot of giving out about things, and if they have an interest, if you can go somewhere and actually read the truth about what says certain things, you know, like for instance, in January's webinar, people could have their say on the future development of the city.
Yeah, which is great. Absolutely. Yeah, so that's an example of where we, as the Public Participation Network, are just simply sharing information from Dublin City Council. So that's the Dublin Development Plan. Submissions are open. There are webinars taking place. There's all sorts of information about that. We, in that instance, are really just sharing information and encouraging people to get involved and encouraging people to have a look at the Development Plan offerings and what the themes are that are coming up, and then how to make a submission. And all that information is on the website. But before you can get to that place, in a way, you need to be sure that your organisation is as robust as it can be, that your volunteers are volunteering safely, that their own mental health robustness is being looked after. So there's so many different things going on at the moment for these groups. But participating then in local decision making is sort of an extra thing that they can only do really if they have the capacity and the agency to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like if the organisation, they have no, you know, their fundraising has been decimated because they've lost, you know, perhaps they used to do a nice pub quiz or something and that was a great fundraiser. Well, they can't do that anymore. And perhaps it's not, they haven't adapted to online stuff as easily as other organisations. Well, they might be looking at the Dublin Development Plan going, oh, we haven't got time for that. You know, we haven't got the energy for that. But if they're in the network with other like-minded organisations, they might be quite happy to just sort of go, oh, do you know what? I really, really trust the person who's on the Strategic Policy Committee, or I absolutely know that the people on the Local Community Development Committee, they have our backs. They have similar issues. They, you know, we might not agree on everything, and with 740 members, there's no way you're going to agree on everything. But ultimately, our aims are the same. So we might disagree on the details, or we might disagree on, you know, the small little things, but ultimately we want to improve the quality of life for our organisation and for the people working and living in Dublin, sending the kids to school, trying to manage small businesses in this emergency situation that we're in now. And so hopefully that sharing of information, it might just encourage people. You know, I was talking to Rachel Rooney yesterday. Now, she's in the Public Participation Network. Not only is she in the network, but she's on the secretariat. So we have a secretariat of elected representatives, and Rachel is one of the members of the secretariat. Now, she represents George Reynolds Residents Association in Ringsend, and she was saying, like, yesterday, she said, we just got to keep people positive. If you keep people positive, if you keep them connected to the work, they can keep going. They'll find that extra little bit that's in the bag. Do you know what I mean? We're all exhausted. We're starting February, but we're all exhausted. It feels like November. Do you know what I mean? But she was saying, you know, you've just got to keep positive, and if people, very often, if they're connected through a network or they're connected through a stronger aim and objective, they can find that bit of positivity and a bit of naughtiness and a bit of mischief, you know? I was even looking at George Reynolds Residents Association's their logo or their tagline is "Think positive, think together for change." And I just love that because it's like, if you have that as your core, if that's what you're working towards, the details of the work will fall into place. Do you know what I mean? So the details of, oh, what's that strategic policy committee, or what's the detail of the transport, you know, strategic policy committee? That sounds very complicated. Well, maybe it is and maybe it isn't, but you won't know until you get a bit more involved and find out. And you might find that you've got a knack for committee work, or you've got a knack for lobbying, or you've got a knack for finding out the little bits of information that your group wants to know more about. So you don't know until you get involved. And I think sometimes as well, if an organisation's really struggling because of COVID and because of the emergency and because of this unique situation we find ourselves in, there's almost nothing better than just trying to reach out to others who are in the same situation.
So now, sorry, Ruth, if there's organisations out there now and they want to share news and updates or want to get involved, or if there's individuals out there who just want to have a look, how do they go about getting involved?
So it has to be a group. So individuals can't really get involved. They have to be in a small group. And if it's a voluntary group, a community group, a group that does something with social inclusion, so perhaps a group that's working with addiction, for example, or an environmental group, they can join. They can join. If they're in the Dublin City area, they can join. You can go to the website, which is just dublincitypn.ie. And there's a place there where you can join. So all you need to join is you have a committee, a small committee. You have your organisation has some sort of you have a bank account or a credit union account. You have an AGM and you have some sort of constitution or some list of rules, some sort of charter that you follow. And if you have those things, it doesn't have to be terribly formalised. Like some of our groups are really quite small, quite small. But if you have those things in place, you can join. Now, you can't join if you're a political party, and you can't join if you're a business. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're a local cafe, for example, you can't join. There has to be some sort of community development aspect of your work. But you can just join, and then have a look on the website where you can join, or you can email me directly. My email is info@dublincitypn.ie, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter and see if you like what we're doing. That might be a nice way to start. Just have a little look on Facebook or Twitter. Again, the names are @dublincitypn. Just have a little look at the website and social media and see if that's the sort of thing you'd like to find out more about, and then you can join. But I think a lot of organisations, they might have joined, or they might have officially registered with us a few years ago, and they haven't perhaps been very active, or they haven't it's slipped. Maybe there's been a bit of slippage because there's been so many other things to worry about. But maybe now February, maybe now spring is around the corner. Now is the time to sort of go, oh, I think we did register with that thing. What is it again? You know, let's find out, because you might want to share your information about your fundraising event, or you might want to share your information about a campaign that you're involved in, or you might just want to share information. Like last week, Friends of the Elderly, for example, they were looking for volunteers to deliver food and care packages to older people in the community. So we just literally shared that information for Friends of the Elderly. So it's that kind of thing that the network should be doing more of, sharing information, helping one another, trying to, you know, especially now, because perhaps it's not so easy to do the work that you were doing a year ago, but perhaps you have a training course that you'd love people to come to, or perhaps you'd like to go to a training course. So it's really sharing information, sharing support and resources. Yeah. You know?
Okay, listen, Ruth, we have to go finish now because I have to go for a short break, but just to give out it's dublincitypn.ie, and all the information
that's
is
right.
there, and it's all, you're also on Facebook and Twitter.
That's right, that's and where we are, and just get in touch and we'd love to talk about how you can get involved.
Okay, Ruth, listen, thanks very much for taking the call, and I'll be talking to you again, because we want to stay involved.